Engaging in brief small talk regarding some aspect of a patient's life other than the medical matter at hand can put the person at ease. It must be interesting to be a dog trainer. What is your favorite breed? These efforts will be rewarded by a more trusting patient, a more efficient interview, and a better therapeutic relationship over the long term. Listening. Listening to the patient is critical to establishing a correct diagnosis and appropriate therapeutic plan for the individual. All patients have a story to tell, and it is important to let them do so. They are likely to reveal critical issues regarding the clinical matter as they tell their story. Patients often need to tell their story in their own words, without interruption, so they feel confident they have provided details that might be missed if the interview is limited to simply answering the clinician's questions. Encouraging them to do so at the beginning of the interview relieves them of this burden of information and allows the clinician to move on to interpretation. Listening should be an active, engaged activity. The clinician should appear comfortable, settled, and as close as possible to eye level with the patient. It is important not to appear rushed, inattentive, or bored by the patient's account. Interjecting questions for clarity or intermittent, brief verbal encouragement reassures the patient that the clinician is engaged with the problem. It may be helpful at the outset of the listening phase to let the patient know what materials have been reviewed. For example, telling the patient that the clinician has reviewed the referral letter from the primary physician, the results of the last two operations, and his or her recent laboratory work may help the patient to be more concise in the discussion. Empathy. Once the patient has recounted his or her story, and the other aspects of examination and data review have been completed, it is important to review this material with the patient in a way that demonstrates empathy with his or her situation. A surgeon's understanding of the problem is important for the patient, but the problem is not confined to the medical issue. It must be understood in the context of the patient. Therefore, demonstration of empathy is important to the patient's trust of the physician. Establishing this connection is crucial to engaging the patient in the process of care.